T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
ten fifty-eight, hour number 2 of Show and Bert. I am Ron, the show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Furrier. Steve Certin is producing this bad boy. Oh, God. I'm not going to let it happen because we're going to get to real. Because I really do want to get to this Tyreek Hill question that you have, because I think it is interesting, because this one feels like it is an easy answer to the question that this shouldn't be a difficult answer, but I don't think it is that easy. And I feel like if I know the Chiefs, they could make it difficult.
See, I don't even think it's possible. I don't know how you come to a place in the front office.
But just think, how did you get to a place where you even thought to even ask the question? Because you know it could be possible.
It goes off of something you and I discussed on Friday, and something I've been waiting on in this city for the past year, year and a half, and that is when the turn on Tyreek Hill happens. When people start to, I don't know if it's called him greedy or unappreciative, when the turn in Kansas City happens to Tyreek Hill, those turns tend to happen when money and a new contract and being paid accordingly or even overpaid. It normally lines up. Once you start getting paid, that's when the fans start to question your drive, your desire. I'm trying to figure out how it benefits the Chiefs to wait on Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill can hold out this season as he goes into the final year of his contract. He can hold out going into training camp. He could hold out into the season if they don't give him what he's due. And what he's due is one of the 5 biggest contracts for a wide receiver.
Odell Beckham money is what we've talked about.
We could talk about the highest contract in all of the NFL concerning a wide receiver.
Very arguable.
He would have a case that he could make.
And you add in his special teams. Very arguable.
Look, I get negotiating. I understand that once the new football calendar year starts, you're not going to immediately give him whatever he wants. I understand there's got to be some back and forth. But I can't formulate a way in which it benefits the Chiefs to allow this squabble to go to the public. Why would I want my fans to look at Tyreek Hill as if he is asking for too much? Because if it gets to a holdout situation in training camp, that's what it becomes. It becomes the Chiefs saying, hey, we're trying to take care of him, but he's asking for the moon. And the fans, as I've learned over the years, you have as well, fans are going to side with the team and say, Tyreek's being greedy. You got Patrick Mahomes. You have Andy Reid. You have everything you could want. Why wouldn't you sign what they're offering?
And, of course, the other outside part that is in particular with him of, hey, we saved you.
Right. And that will assuredly come up. After all we've done for you, we stuck our necks out for you. This coming from the fans, of course. Everything that this town, we accepted you right out of the gate.
Wouldn't be shocked if it came from the team either.
Sure. Yeah, floated out there in back channels. No question. I don't think they'll be into a microphone. I don't think you'll hear Brett Veach or Andy Reid say anything like that. But, yeah, through back channels, it'll come out.
And it could be a way that gets to him from them.
I don't see how it benefits the Chiefs to allow that discussion to happen. Now, you sign him to a 3-4-year deal at the end of that when he's asking for another contract? I can understand it then. Because I don't know if I'd be in favor of giving Tyreek a big contract when he's 27 or 28, because I know those legs are not going to last forever. So you know what? Turning the public against him might not be the bad business decision for the Chiefs. So the next contract, I can understand it. But right now, when this kid's in his prime, you have all positive PR for the most part around Arrowhead. How would it benefit the Chiefs to wait on Tyreek? Man, to me, we got to be a month into, right after the draft.
Just get it over.
A month after the draft, however that lines up, give me that press conference, make a big deal, give Tyreek what he's worth and what he's earned.
So essentially, you feel like he should be treated and handled the way that they're going to handle Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
They're already doing it.
Perfect.
Listen, and I will say this, I agree. I think that they should take care of Tyreek Hill because he is a difference maker right now. And we had Fesco on, and we disagreed on the stance of Fesco, is that I think he's a different guy, and you can't just assume that you can be the Patriots. I think you gotta. So I agree with you. The only reason, because the question that I think a lot of people are asking themselves and talking it over in their heads is, you know, what would be beneficial for the Chiefs? How in any way would it be beneficial? The only way that I could think it could be beneficial, but I think you're taking a chance, is if you just say, we're going to wait until next year to pay him. If you say to yourself, okay, when I look at this roster, this year might be the best year that we have to win a championship. This year might be the best year where we can spend money right now this year to get better players around. And if we don't pay Tyreek, because we got him playing under like $600,000-$700,000 next year, if we just keep him paying there and don't pay him the $60+ million that he could get, maybe we can bring in free agents this year, players this year, of which contracts we can get out of after this year to really bolster this team and say, we're going to Rams this thing and make a run. But I don't even think that is good enough to take a chance, because you could backfire in terms of how he would feel that he's treated and not, you know, want to do business with you. Or this fool could really have another year the way he did before last year, even better than he did last year, and could prove how much he means to you. And then we could be talking like what happened with Barron in Houston, him making more.
Right.
But that would be the only reason.
You go the cheap route and you wait to next off season, it's going to be very difficult to manage that cap. You can at least dump some money, signing bonus and whatnot, because you haven't paid Patrick yet. You can really carve out a chunk of the salary cap and give it to Tyreek Hill if you do that right now. Furthermore, if they do wait, look, I'm not saying that Tyreek Hill's going to be a problem inside the locker room. He hasn't shown us any reason to believe that.
But you would want him to be in his best mind frame.
Animosity obviously would show up.
And I don't want and my biggest key to this, and I'm just thinking of this when you said this, is I don't, because the person that's got to smooth that over can't be Andy, because Tyreek and Drew know, his agent Drew Rosenhaus, know Andy is the one making a lot of the calls and decisions. The person that has to smooth it over would be Pat. And do you want him to have to deal with that already?
And the way Pat would go about smoothing it over was to make sure you top this year next year. Like, to make sure he puts up 1,500 yards and an extra 2 or 3 touchdowns. Yeah, you're really going to have to force Tyreek Hill to be an even bigger part of the offense, which is crazy to say, seeing that we know he's already going to be the number one option throughout the season.
Someone here from the text line, 913, I don't believe paying him this year will slow his speed. He is the fastest player in the NFL, and regardless, I believe he wants to showcase that every game.
And I agree. I think we all agree that
you
pay him, he's not going to change. But I'm not worried about him mailing it in once he gets his contract.
Yes, I hope so. But I think a part that we discussed, and maybe I won't speak for you, but athletes and these guys, when we start talking about their money and what they feel like they deserve, especially in this sport, when you can get injured, and you are one move away from not getting paid and not getting your earning power, as you see Le'Veon Bell, people can get stupid, right? People can start to change and see stuff. And if he feels like he's getting jerked around, his headspace is different. I think he wants to prove it, but he also understands, I can't get hurt. I can't get injured. And so I think it's a slippery thing. That's the only way that I see it could be beneficial, and I don't even know if it's really beneficial.
If you missed our conversation from Friday, check it out at 610sports.com, the on-demand page, or download the radio.com app right now. Make sure you like and subscribe to all of your favorite 610 shows, but mainly Show and Vern. Do us a favor. God knows we need it. Like and subscribe. iTunes, radio.com app. It's all there waiting for you.
I got a new best friend. Not best friend. a new guy who could potentially be a best friend. Me and him seem to have a lot in common. And he's a royal. I was on Instagram yesterday, and I saw a person who potentially, if he gave us a chance, could be a new buddy of mine, Billy Hamilton. Mm. Billy Hamilton, he plays for the Royals.
He was your favorite Royal up until like 3 weeks ago.
Until Whit Merrifield let it all hang out on Pat. I like that type of confidence. Billy Hamilton, one of the fastest guys in Major League Baseball, play a lot of center field, steal a lot of bags if he can get on first base. I saw his Instagram. He had a video of him and his son dancing. Looked like it was close to bedtime. His son had on the same pajamas that my son had on. Which obviously told me that me and him have the same type of taste, or at least our wives have the same type of taste, and then we have the same type of taste in women. That I think there could be a potentially really good relationship building between the two of us because we have such things in common. His son, PJ Masks fan, had a full PJ Masks pajama.
I don't have kids. It's a television show on Disney.
All right? It's a television show. It's a very popular one.
It's popular. All my nieces and nephews are into it.
He and Little Show had on the same pajamas. I feel like we'd go out. He's a guy who probably enjoys Italian sausage in his Rotel, just like me.
Because his 5-year-old son enjoys the same cartoon as your 5-year-old son.
And
apparently the niece and nephew of Steven Serta. So it sounds like it's more of a reflection of this PJ Maxx guy.
Yeah, it's PJ. They didn't have the same pajamas that our kids had.
Did you even pick them out, or did your wife?
Doesn't matter. We got them. Whether I picked them out, she picked them out, we still have the same taste in something. I feel like we could go on double dates and have a really good time. I bet we'd probably order the same sushi roll. We went to Kona, spicy, crunchy crab roll with spicy mayo. I bet he'd order the same thing.
Well, Serta, can you I know Cody Tapp's in Arizona right now. Can we see if we can get Cody to line Billy Hamilton up for us?
Yep. PJ, we got the same ones. It was a blind glance. Looked like they had the same size.
So you think this is the start of something here? You and Billy Hamilton.
I feel like we would both go and order Moscow Mules. Probably drinks the same thing.
Has he jumped Whit Merrifield? Is he now the guy for the Royals? Because, again, his son happens to like a TV show that your son likes?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. He's there. And if he were to give it a chance, I really believe we could have a really good relationship. I mean, I bet you he's smart about bringing gifts, he and his lady.
So you really judge a parent based off of what their kid is wearing?
It's a big deal. When I saw that, I was like, wow.
So if I showed you some random 5-year-old, you'd know whether or not you liked their dad or not.
Unless that kid's dad was R. Kelly.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Sir, we had a sad, sad little time for Vern here, man. He said for the first time he's looked at Royals roster, Royals players that may be on the Royals and didn't know who the hell they were.
Never heard of them.
Sam McWilliams. I even heard of Sam McWilliams because he had a booth when I did an appearance.
Hear of him. You saw him.
I saw him and I heard of him. Oh, it's Sam McWilliams. Like, I remember walking past and somebody was like, hey, who's talking to the guy who was standing in line for the autographs? He's like, who's this? The security person was like, oh, Sam McWilliams. I said, oh, yeah. Sammy Mac.
So you're telling me if Sam walks in here right now?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, then shut up.
I'm just saying I know the name Big Sam McWilliams. What is he, 62?
Big Sam.
Number?
52. 6'7", $1.90.
What a great look. I have a thought here.
Tall drink of water.
Yeah, a tall drink. I mean, he's no Kent Swanson. I had a thought here. Tony Romo, over this weekend, he was at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and he hit a hell of a shot. Like, off concrete, standing up, like, off away, just playing around. You know Tony's a scratch.
So he didn't land there?
What?
Like, he didn't land there? Like, go out of bounds?
No, he was just fooling around. Yeah. And everybody was like, oh, Tony! You can say, like, Tony! Hey, Edmund and Tony! You know, they were so excited for him. I almost feel like Tony Romo is not only living a better life now, but I feel like Tony Romo's bigger right now than he was when he was the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I think him being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys obviously has helped him get to this point, but I feel like there is no heel involved in him. I think most people like him. There are some people who don't. I'm not a huge fan of his style. But most people, I think, like him. He just did the Super Bowl where he had all those eyes on him. I feel like he's like the height of him was when he was in it good with Jessica Simpson, right? He was in it good with Jessica Simpson. But I feel like even now, as crazy it would say, because the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys is in line with the shortstop of the Yankees or center fielder of the Yankees or the best player for the Lakers or the center for the Clippers. It's in line with all of that. Mm-hmm. Power forward for the Jazz. In line with all that. People, players, kids dream of playing those positions. I still feel like, I don't know why I'm looking at Tony and how big Tony has gotten and how people look at Tony and how loved Tony is. I feel like he's bigger. He's bigger now, definitely living a better life, bigger now than he was when he was the quarterback for the Cowboys.
I think you're just getting lost in those eyes.
They are nice, man. I've been looking at them for the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, no.
You don't think so at all?
No, that's like, I mean, Troy Aikman's not bigger now than he was as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
I agree with you that Aikman isn't because he won a championship, three of them. But I feel like Tony is. I feel like...
Now, I'll agree that it's a better life because I think most people pine to have the wife and the kids and the retirement. Yeah, that seems like a better life. But, I mean, there's something to be said. Jessica Simpson, Carrie Underwood, eligible bachelor, cowboy quarterback, came out of nowhere. I mean, that was the height of... awareness.
But his time as a Cowboy quarterback, and I'll let you get in on this, sir, because I'm sure you have a point, the way you're grabbing your lips with your fingers.
He's the biggest color analyst in football, I'll give you that.
It seems like he's gotten there here.
He's got commercials.
Begrudgingly that
he's
I'm trying to
He's got a Skechers commercial.
Yeah, and the golf thing. Like, he's almost got this he-does-everything-cool type of thing going here.
Okay, that's just...
I'm not saying he's Mahomes.
But that's personal.
It's not personal. The golf thing, like they did
I've never thought Tony Romo does everything cool,
It seems like in the last year we've got to Romo thinking Romo...
He's
you
pretty
think
cool.
He's really cool.
He's so does Serta.
Cool. Someone here, 913, my God, Ron Romo is the best analyst on TV. I'm not a huge fan. Right now, do you feel like Romo is living a better life / is bigger now than he was when he was the quarterback of the Cowboys?
It's an easier life, sure.
I feel like he is.
He's not bigger. It's definitely...
You don't think so?
It's a better life. It's a less stressful life, whereas Romo was always getting... killed in the eyes of the media for getting hurt or being able to win in the postseason and things like that.
But that was a part of it. It was stressful.
He doesn't have that type of pressure calling games now, but he's also... I also don't think a lot of people necessarily associate a face with the person who's doing play-by-play more often than not.
I disagree
with
that.
Like Tony Romo, yeah, he's the biggest guy doing it right now.
He feels like little John Madden. He feels like John Madden right now.
I don't think that he's bigger right now than he was in the prime of his career.
John Madden was a caricature at the end. Tony Romo isn't that yet. He had one game where he predicted a bunch of things right in the AFC title game, and then he cowered under the pressure in the Super Bowl and didn't do it again.
It was all...
No, he needs a real... Man, he needs a bounce back next year.
It was... He's low, you think? Oh.
He needs... Now the pressure's on. Now people are turning to Tony Romo to be the guy that predicts things Vern, before they happen.
Well, I kid you not. Predicting is. I kid you not. I was surprised he didn't. He wasn't a presenter for an award yesterday.
Because it was on CBS. Yeah,
was surprised. I was surprised he wasn't. That'll never happen if he was a quarterback. How many eyes were on him at the Super Bowl?
But
he's never been there.
Devin McCourty or Jason McCourty was a presenter last night.
Well, they had won the Super Bowl. It was really Julian Edelman.
Well, you could say whatever you want, but Mrs. McCourty saw her boy on television last night. No, when you're playing, you're a bigger star than when you retire and are.
I don't think that's always the case.
He wasn't. Ron, he's not a storyline every single week of the NFL season like he was when he was a player. Dak Prescott is bigger than Tony Romo.
Let me
because he's
this.
A storyline every single Monday morning. Romo is not.
Can I present you two sexy guys with this?
Well, you put it like that.
I think Charles Barkley is bigger than he was when he was a player. I think Charles is bigger than he was when he's a player.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
And it feels like
it's also a completely different time, and I think into it.
Everything that Charles says on television gets cut and then tweeted out on Facebook.
But to Ron's point, he said huge things when he was a player, right? He was the guy that said, I'm not a role model. We're not role models. He was a huge deal, but I'm with you when it comes to Charles Barkley.
And I guess
Charles Barkley has also turned into, in some people's eyes, the de facto, hey, can you talk about this social issue? He's always willing to talk about more than just basketball, so they'll throw Barkley on CNN and MSNBC.
And I think the piece that he just played, 2-3 years ago? It's really not been enough time, but it just feels like he feels already in 2 years, as you're right, I begrudgingly agree with you, he feels already that he has eclipsed Aikman, eclipsed Gruden, whenever Gruden was there in popularity, eclipsed, Chris Collinsworth?
I might push back maybe on Gruden a little bit,
but he feels like...
But the rest of them, yeah.
Like, John was bigger as a commentator than he was a coach. Like, I feel like it just feels like Tony is... I think we all agree he's got a better life, but it does feel like he's bigger. After that Super Bowl, going to that Super Bowl... When Tony played, I never heard Tony talk about that much. And he blew.
Yeah, he blew it.
Yeah, he blew it. But I never heard him talked about so much.
Hey, tonight, you mentioned Virginia basketball earlier. And oddly enough, you can hear Virginia take on North Carolina.
What?
At 5:45.
Number 3 against number 8?
That's right. 610 Sports Radio. We got that one for you. 5:45. So they're bumping C-Dot and fanning off a little bit earlier for Roy Williams taking on... The Bennett kid. Tony Bennett.
Completely wrong about Barkley. Romo, yes, from the 816. Man, Barkley is. Barkley. Barkley's going to go in the Hall of Fame for being this. Whatever, broadcasting Hall of Fame, if he's not already there. Like, I feel like Barkley is more known for Charles Barkley, the analyst, than he is.
Oh, you could make a case that next to Steph and LeBron, Charles is Barkley the biggest is star the in the NBA. Star.
You're that is not that's a
he was in Space Jam.
I want to say I was really excited and really touched by this young man who's a recruit for Kansas now.
Hurry up and get to it because that's a weird intro.
What's his name?
I don't know.
His name is Jason Camp. Not Jason. Something Campbell.
You don't even know his name?
Something Campbell. Jay Campbell. Campbell. Gerald Campbell. Some kind of Campbell. It's really about what Campbell gave us. Can you tweet it out? More people follow your ass. Can you tweet it out?
Why you gotta say it like that?
Because you wanted to say it that way, so I just took it. This kid touched my soul because his photo. What's his name? Jimmy Campbell.
Trying to find it. Campbell.
Joe Campbell. That's
his
right.
Day.
Jim Campbell.
If he means this much to you, learn his
Joe
damn
Campbell.
Name. Jesus.
He went in on a visit. He's from Raytown High School. He went in a visit to KU, and he put on the uniform, but he tucked his uniform in, Vern, like Miami Hurricane, early 90s, late 80s. And That to me says something about you.
It's a poor explanation.
You got the what?
Like Ezekiel Explain Elliott it better did than it that.
He took the jersey.
So he could see his midriff.
So he could see his, and he's got a solid six pack crop top. He's got a solid six pack. You tuck the jersey up where you could only see half the number one.
I feel like that's a better way to explain it than half assuming everyone knows what.
Everybody knows what Cleveland Gary used to do, what Ray Lewis used to do. Let me call this young man Ray Ray Town. Young Joe Campbell. That touched me. That's the kind of guy that Les Miles is bringing to Kansas. The kid who's not afraid to go Miami Hurricane.
I can't even find a picture of him.
That's because you just go through our messages, Serta, and you'll be easily able to find it.
At Joe_Campbell01.
Oh my God,
he was born in 01.
Look, oh God, that's the year after I graduated.
Yeah, I don't think he knows about those Miami Hurricane
teams. Yeah, he does. He does.
No, he doesn't. He was two.
He knows about Greg with the third leg. He watched those 30 for 30s.
I'm not going to say anything bad about a kid that apparently was born in 2001.
You don't have to say anything bad about him. Love his confidence. Love what he's bringing to the table. Anybody who is willing to go midriff in their uniform and expose that, it says something about
what
somebody.
What can you tell me about Raytown football? I don't know anything about high school football.
They had Alden Smith.
I don't know what to do with that.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome in. We're getting a shout out from the Raytown head coach, Raytown football head coach.
Hey, coach.
I bet you think right now, if Binkley is listening or riding around, you think Binkley could break down this kid?
Of course. And his backup.
I like this kid. I like that
swagger.
Unless
this kid was the backup.
I like that swagger. My little cousin played at Raytown. He was a punter. Safety. Then my other cousin.
But more of a punter.
But my other cousin, Ernest Hill, he was real. He was real. Good speed guy.
He was a punter.
Justin was a punter. Ernest was a punter.
Shout out, Justin.
Yeah, shout out, Justin, baby. I see you. You too, E. Hill. Stay nasty. I know y'all will. All right, man. So you read this story about Tamba Ali, and this is an interesting conversation.
Yeah, Tamba Ali's Twitter account yesterday. He was tweeting about, right here. 2 months ago, another neighbor made their effort to come in my yard and check out my cars and find out which one isn't registered and went to some code office and reported that a car was not registered in my driveway. Tamba Ali goes on to say, I've lived here in Kansas City for 14 years. It's not the first time someone has looked in my driveway, seen that a car was not registered to Missouri or Kansas and reported it. He writes, I pray and hope people start to see that we have been here less than 100 years, so long as my neighbors want to act like they bought the country, blah, blah, blah. And he goes on.
He's let it go. Tamba gets here sometimes.
But, man, I'm going to tell you how I feel. You tell me
this is the first thing that came to your mind when you read this, right?
Because even this, I mean, Tamba Ali tweets yesterday, my stomach turns watching my neighbors do their best to avoid eye contact and pleasantries as neighbors. I know people claim that they do charity work in Africa, but they're quick to turn their head when they see an African man. I never thought my skin color would cause this much tension. I'm the only black guy in my cul-de-sac. I've made efforts to wave to my neighbors. And shockingly, those who are not black refuse to say hi. To me, when I saw those tweets yesterday, I obviously felt bad for Tamba and then wondered if this would serve as a reminder to some minority professional athletes that unless you're doing something for the masses, sacking the quarterback, winning football games, that you go back to being a black man, first and foremost, the second you're not that professional football player. Now, as a white guy, it's easy for me to say how I don't know if I'm right, but man, reading that, it seems like you were a black guy, you were an African first, then you were a football player, and man, we loved you. Now you're just a black guy that we're a little uneasy around. Meaning, if you're not doing something for the masses, we're solely going to judge you and characterize you based on the color of your skin.
Listen, I'm not going to say that that doesn't happen, and I'm not going to say that Tom Bahali is not being honest when he says that. From my small experience, and this is just my experience, two of my best friends, two of the guys that were in my wedding, one's father is Neil Smith, and one's brother is Joe Horn. And I have known them guys since I were in high school. And I've been around them and their brothers and their fathers after they retired. I have not, and I'm sure it has happened to them, but in the times that I've been around them, I've not seen that. I've seen the opposite. I have seen white, black, whatever, mm-hmm. still see them as, oh, my God, and praise them and not, and look at them as differently. Right? I like, oh, I'd like to buy you a drink, or, oh, my God, like, can you, oh, my God, like just like it was when they were a player. Like, it was not, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. I think I could see in a neighborhood like that where a lot of people financially probably are on the same level as him, maybe is a difference. But even in that case, when I've been over to their houses or something, I still see that they are put in a situation where they are, like, larger than life. And I just haven't had, in my experience, and being around guys who were professional athletes and then retired, I have not had the experience that they are treated differently from when they were an athlete and when they weren't.
Being a lifelong Kansas City, and is Tamba on the same level as Neil Smith? As an outsider, he's not, but statistically and records-wise, I mean, yeah, he's still one of the greats.
I think he's one of the guys. He never played for anybody else.
Right.
He didn't go to Denver
right.
and win a Super Bowl and come in and break your heart.
Right.
All right, and he's been good in the community. I think Neil is bigger, but no, I feel like they're in the same range. I think Neil is probably. I mean, he's not Eric Hicks. You know, he's not somebody who you don't have any. He's a guy. He's gonna go in the Ring of Honor, right?
Like, yes.
He's going to go in the Ring of Honor, and he's
a Chiefs great.
Yeah, he's got a lot more sacks in team history. I feel like him and Derek Johnson are in the same thing. Like, I feel like right now, Derek Johnson in 10 years was walking around here. If Jamal Charles is walking around here, I don't know that in my experience, like I said, I am not trying to say that Tamba is lying or he's right. wrong. But in my experience, you've been around athletes. You worked with Leroy Butler. Did people treat him differently?
If they didn't know who it is, yeah. Yeah, if they don't know who you are.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But what he said is his neighbors knew who he was.
Sure.
And they treated him differently after he stopped playing for the Chiefs. I've just not experienced that.
Protein Housey with the Purpose text line 69306 from the 816. That's what happens when you take the jersey off. Also from the 816, more race baiting, the black people in my hood do the same thing to me. I'm not saying you're wrong if that happens to you. Just in my experiences, and again, I like to discuss these things if they are an isolated incident that maybe only Tamba's dealing with, I can understand it. I'm not saying that I know the answers or that I'm right, but when I read that, from my experiences and other former athletes that I've been around, the second it seems that you're no longer providing something for the sports fans of your community, your top billing of what they see you as is no longer a great NFL player. That is suddenly superseded as black man, judged solely off of the color of your skin.
Yeah, I can see it if you've done something wrong or perceived to be wrong, right? I can see that. I'm just saying, like someone texted 816, come on show, you know this is real. As I said, I'm not saying that what Tamba has gone through or what other athletes have gone through isn't real. I'm not saying that didn't happen to him. I'm telling you, my experience being around people who are athletes and professional athletes, as I use the two, two of my best friends in my wedding, brother is Joe Horn, father is Neil Smith, and I've been around both of them, and I've not seen a difference from when they were playing when I was in high school and then when they weren't and retired. In those cases, I've not seen it. In fact, I've seen it be the same of like, oh, God. So I've not quite seen that from rich people, poor people, whatever.
You can find Tom Bahali on Twitter at TomBahali91.
Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
Indiana health officials say people who had contact with a bat last week during an Indiana Pacers game have possibly been exposed to rabies.
Sure.
Indiana State Department of Health says anyone who may have touched the bat with bear skin when it flew around at the Pacers game Thursday night is urged to contact the Department of Health about receiving rabies vaccinations.
You ever had any dealings with a bat?
Closest thing I had with a bat was when I was in Austin, Texas, and we were on the Congress Bridge, and the bats come out at night. But none of them got close to me. I enjoyed it.
Is that a real story?
Yes. Go to Austin. It's really, one of the things you
quick.
Do.
It was very quick.
The bridge, it is. The bridge they have every night. Bats fly out, and it's packed. I mean, people who live there, it is packed. You go to Austin, Congress Bridge, hang out, chill. It's like thousands of bats that fly out. It was pretty fun. That was the closest thing I've had to deal with bats. All right. All right, this is why in the next 10 years, Kansas City, to me, I believe, Vern, is a perfect test study that could be the best and next biggest thing in sport. To see how a city like Kansas City would react to this person.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in. Show and Vern on a Monday, having a really good time. Today, coming up here in a little bit, Vern, I want to get to this reason why I think Kansas City can be a real case study. What?
I don't know. It just always weirds me out when Serta smiles like that, and we're not like we're not aware of why he's grinning like that.
Don't worry about it.
I just said that's when I worry.
But yeah, coming up, I want to talk about why Kansas City could be a really big test study for what could be the next big thing in sports. But Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's right.
On Thursday. We hooked some people up last week with tickets to the ballet. And hopefully you have a good time with your sweet thing. I remember one guy's name was John. So, John, I hope you have a good time with your sweet thing. You said you had did you get that out?
I did.
You said you'd had a thought on Valentine's Day of stuff you've been hearing from people.
Yeah, I just hear a lot of fellas that almost boast about the fact that, oh, Valentine's Day isn't a big deal in our household. Oh, we've been married a long time. Nah, we don't care about it. No, we don't even acknowledge it. It's a Hallmark holiday. I just feel like someone's lying. Either she's lying or he's lying. Someone in the relationship is lying. I have a tough time truly believing that deep down, both individuals in this partnership have both turned the key willingly.
It's set to hell with Valentine's.
We're done with it.
Yeah, I don't care.
We don't want anything. We don't. Now, maybe on the surface, both have said, yeah, you're right. We don't really need to do anything anymore. But deep down, that place where we all need to feel loved and appreciated, deep down, there's someone in the relationship that's going, yeah, but a card sure would be nice. Yeah. Show up with some flowers. Really
just let
would,
me know on this special
really
day.
Really would make my day.
Listen, if you have a legit...
But I haven't been married. What do I know?
If you have a woman... Yeah, but you're in a relationship. If you have a woman and she has any inkling that she likes... Unless she just flat out tells you, hey, I'm serious. I don't want to celebrate Valentine's. Like, unless you have that. Like, you know what I mean. Point blank, no, I'm serious. Gets really pissed off if you... Unless you have that, that's one thing. But I'm going to make this statement, and I stand by this all day. Any guy who's saying that, oh, it's a made-up holiday, we don't do anything, you don't do anything, no, you're not a real dude.
Oh.
No, I'm straight up, man. A real dude, straight up, if you really love your woman, you're not a real dude or you really don't really love your woman. Right? Straight up to me. Because a real dude who loves his woman wants to make his woman happy. Like a real dude who loves his woman, and if you should take this personal if it ain't you, a real dude who loves his woman wants to make her happy. And he understands showing that level of, yeah, you can show it every day, but we understand Valentine's Day is a day, hey, you show how you feel about them in some way, something. And I'm not saying that you go and do something outside your means.
Right.
But acknowledging, showing, letting them know you want to make her happy or you want to make your partner happy. And if you just, man, I don't do nothing because I hate the holiday. No, it ain't about you. If you are a real dude who really loves this woman, you want to make her happy.
I just feel like once you brag about it, then you're admitting that you're not really sure. Because if you and your husband or wife have both agreed that we're not going to do anything, I don't feel like that's really something to boast about. Not that it's a negative on your relationship, but I feel like if you've both been with one another for so long that you're done with Valentine's Day, that's not something that you accomplished together and I told her what was up. No, then you still respect other people that are getting something for one another for Valentine's Day. You still enjoy seeing others enjoy the holiday.
Our first date at Chili's that preceded, which preceded our movie of Notorious B.I.G., my wife told me, I don't like chocolate and flowers. That didn't in turn mean to me that I'm out. Oh, Valentine, no. It meant your ass got to be a little bit more creative.
Like, this is fine. From the 785, do what Brad Fanning does. Write a personal card and you're all set. Hey, whatever.
Yes. Show acknowledge.
Low budget things you want to do, go for it. As long as you're doing something. From the 913, Vern, you don't have kids. It's such a trouble to find a babysitter and go out during a work week. It's not worth it.
Well, it's not. We're not saying to do anything out of your means or if you can't go out. But you can do something to make it special for your lady. You don't just sit it out. Because you, real dude, wants to make.
And then act like you've won some sort of battle with your significant other that I win and we no longer celebrate Valentine's Day. That sounds rough.
Straight up, Vern. If we are sitting out Valentine's Day and it's because, you know, we're like, this is something we don't celebrate, Vern, best believe it should be because it's on her terms that she said no. It's because this one ain't about you. You should want to make her happy.
Pass inside for Huff to the opposite corner, and Hunter blocked by Zion.
Duke Radio on the call of, man, you thought Hakeem Warrick had an impressive block. Zion Williamson, I mean, he two-handed that one, right? Hakeem, that was only one. That was only one, right? The Hakeem Warrick block, that had nothing on Zion Williamson.
Yeah, Michael Lee, yeah, that was tough. Breaking through here, Serta has let me know that, according to Kyler Murray's Twitter account, that he is indeed going to play football. And you've lost him. He indeed is going to play football.
Damn it.
And wants to be a franchise quarterback. He's passing that through.
He tweeted out a graphic, said, moving forward, I am firmly and fully committing my life and time to becoming an NFL quarterback.
God bless it, baseball. Can you do anything right? For God's sakes.
Football has been my love and passion my entire life. I was raised to play QB.
Damn.
And I very much look forward to dedicating 100% of myself to being the best quarterback possible. Great. And winning NFL championships. I've started an extensive training program to further prepare myself for upcoming NFL workouts and interviews. I eagerly await the opportunity to continue to prove to NFL decision makers that I am the franchise quarterback in this draft.
See, now I'm going to root against him, and I don't want to.
Why? Because he chose football?
Yeah, Ron, because he chose football.
That means nothing to you.
just, we could really use someone like him.
So are you? So you represent baseball?
Yes. Why would any young man? We need someone to choose baseball. I mean, I love you, Bubba, but we need someone else to do it as well. Why would any young American man, when faced between football, basketball, and baseball, why are they picking baseball?
Because it's cooler.
No, now you got jokes. Great.
No jokes. You're the one who says it all the time. Baseball's boring. It's cooler.
I am.
It's cooler to be.
Why would they pick baseball?
Because it's cooler.
And you said because it's cooler to be a smartass. We just need someone to pick baseball, so it seems cool.
You're having a rough go today.
Ah, Joe Mauer was a long time ago.
God, man. And he'll never make that mistake again.
I don't think this is the right move for Kyler.
Why?
I hope the guy does pan out and become an NFL quarterback, but I'm not convinced that he is a franchise quarterback. I think he's a very talented player.
I still think he'll probably... I don't know how good of a player he was going to be. He had a real Christian Cologne feel to me with speed. I don't know how good of a major league player he was going to be.
Oh, he's fast. Like, he is athletic. He can be the type of guy that's going to make those types of plays with his legs.
He'll make more than Billy Hunter did. I mean, Billy Hunter.
He's legit, my new best 5'8". Friend,
Billy Hamilton. His first contract, he'll probably make more than my new best friend, Billy Hamilton. Like, yeah, he's not going to go sleep in Birmingham and ride those buses in the minors. And he's going to get drafted in the top two rounds, I think.
I hope he lives to see 60.
I think you need to pull back on that. That felt harsh.
It's the only thing we got going for us in baseball. You'll see 60.
Maybe.
Wow, that was dark.
Unless somebody hits you in the face. Because you hit a double off of them, or you didn't get out of the box fast.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time. Guys are getting hit in the face left and right.
And taking a chance. At least people will know who you are.
Yeah. Best of luck, Kyler.
Yep. I believe Kyler will see 60, especially if he's a backup quarterback for 15 years.
Best of luck.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
We didn't need him anyway.
You needed him.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Damn. Black kid. Checked all the boxes.
Yeah, he sure did. Didn't even.
God, man, a star coming into the game.
Yep.
And you got to settle for Tebow.
Oh, he'll be at spring training, though. Port St. Lucie. We'll be there. Show and Vern.
You know what? You're pissed off right now. I feel like I'm about to get there in 2 minutes. I truly hope that the Chiefs don't do something stupid. Because if they do, Vern, I swear before God, as my witness right now, as I'm in a Fitbit step challenge right now, they will hate me. They will hate me 10 times more than they do right now.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.